Just for everyone, you know, where is Julia? Yeah. Kannst du dann auch ausrichten, ne? We are here, not a dating service. So that means, you know, women and men have nothing to do with each other. No conversation, yeah? No? What? The women and the men don't have conversation together. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah? I mean, if you have a problem, then you come and see me. Yeah? Yeah? This talking, you know, I mean, we underestimate the power of raga tanha. That means sensual and sexual desire. Yeah? So, I mean, the men don't talk to the women and the women don't talk to the men. Yeah? Please, yeah. And there's another thing, you know, at Panna, you know, at the afternoon tea. I mean, there's only water or hot water, you know, allowed in your kutis. Don't take anything else, you know, to your kuti, yeah. Please.
Darf mir dann von Anadin auch nicht den Rest der Besenanfertigung zeigen? Auch nicht, wenn ich eine Frau dabei habe?
Das ist okay, yeah.
Kannst du mir verständlich machen, unter welchen Umständen es okay ist und unter welchen nicht?
Fragen. Fragen.
Okay. Okay.
Ja. you have to understand, you know, I mean, Lungta Mahapur kept all the women, you know, in a concentration camp. No, they were fenced in.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they fenced in, so.
That's a gate for the women quarters.
That's right. And they were not allowed to come in the morning to the sala.
Oh.
The food was brought to them.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he thought, you know, and whenever a man, you know, who was staying at the monastery and practicing, you know, went into the concentration camp, then he was kicked out,
oh.
Including a monk, yeah.
Oh, I see. So he breaks.
So here, I mean, I hoped, you know, I mean, it was a little bit, you know, you could rein yourself in, but you know, I mean, if it's not, you know, we also fence you in, yeah. Yeah. And then we bring you the food, and you're not allowed even to come here to the sala except for the, you know, for the talks, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound too bad, to be honest.
Huh?
It doesn't sound too bad, to be honest.
Yeah, she's okay.
No, that's the whole reason behind it, you know. As long as there's nothing, you know, I mean, yeah,
no
problem, yeah. But the moment it gets out of bounds, you know, I mean, then we have to build a concentration camp.
Of course, you know this better than anybody.
we underestimated, yeah.
Yes.
And I saw it, you know, when I was a lay person living in a monastery, how easily, the women would come in the mornings, you know, bringing the food or staying there, how easy it is to connect, you know, and then there are some relationship developing.
Yes, yeah? Yes.
No.
I understand.
Yeah. Protection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both sexes.
Protection.
Yeah.
Hell time.
Hmm?
To break a precept is a hell time.
Yeah,
especially in
holy area. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said no dating service.
No
dating service.
Dating service.
Okay, understood.
Okay.
Yeah. And also say to Julia, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, no talking with men.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can only work together. You know, I mean, if there's something that is necessary, you need to have my permission.
Okay. Okay.
I just have a couple of questions about practice.
Yeah.
Is it between Anapanasati and Buddha, is Anapanasati a more subtle observation?
Anapanasati, no, I mean, helps more with the observation, yeah. It is better for observation, yeah. But the Buddha is also okay, yeah. But the Buddha helps, you know, if our mind goes out very easily. That is much better, yeah.
So I've been using Buddha when my mind goes out with Anapanasati, and then as my mind is more subtle, I let go of Buddha.
Yeah, you can go to the Buddha or you can go to Anapanasati, whatever. It's not so much important.
And then the further in that you get, initially it's, I use a lot of Vedana.
Yeah.
Vedana, yeah. In this area.
Yeah.
And then if my mind gets more subtle,
yeah,
I should kind of, in a sense, let go of Vedana, and then it's more of a...
Don't do anything, just let things happen.
Yeah.
Just observe what is happening.
Yeah.
And then this... Things, you know, the Veda now, the feeling will disappear, you know, the feeling of the breath comes in and goes out will disappear, but the knowingness about the breath coming in and going out will appear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you just stay then with the knowingness, yeah? Yeah. But let it, you know, let it happen by itself, yeah? Don't try to make something because it never works.
Yeah. And anicca, dukkha, and anatta, are they kind of, they're more part of panya. I'm not so worried about anicca, dukkha, anatta in samadhi.
No, in samadhi you don't worry about anything, yeah?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Because that is investigation, yeah?
Yeah.
When we see, the body is, you know, anicca, or this, the thought is anatta, you know, I mean, or it's anicca, you know, that is more investigation.
Yeah. And so, panya, wisdom is developed.
Wisdom develops samadhi, that is very difficult, yeah. Because there you have to have a lot of sati, yeah. You have to have a lot of awareness and investigate. And once, you know, you can investigate completely through, see through the things, you know, and then you enter samadhi.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like in my practice, I could spend the next 10 years in samadhi.
Don't say that.
Well, I guess I'm just trying to elucidate a point, which is that I feel like I have so much work to do in the realm of samadhi before I even really, you know, like...
If you can stay, you know, if you can stay in samadhi when there's no thought and when there's no memories coming up every day, yeah, you can do it on will. Then you can start to train yourself in panya.
I can do that, and I can sit all day, but I feel like my mind never really
goes down.
Yeah.
Then strengthen this, that it really goes down. Yeah.
And
but you can do also, you know, then I also would suggest, and it does help, yeah. It does help, you know, with your samadhi practice, investigation for an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Investigate the body, you know, the attachment to the body. Birth, you know, old age, you know, sickness, you know, and death, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh? Or, you know, investigate, you know, the body parts, the 32 body parts, yeah?
Yeah.
Or chop it up, you know, just like I say, yeah?
And when you say investigate, that's a very, very broad term, you know?
Investigation means you're asking questions.
Yeah.
Yeah? How was it when I learned to walk?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the chitta responds, you know, and gives you the images, or gives you the occasions, or gives you the memory. Mm. Yeah. So, wisdom develops through asking questions. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, if I put out, you know, you put out all the parts of the body, you know, which part of the body is the body? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's only body parts, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But you never ask the question, why?
Mm-hmm.
Because why always leads to thinking,
mm-hmm.
to conjecture. Yeah, and that's what we don't want. Mm-hmm. We want to know, what is the substance of the liver, and how does the substance of the liver differentiate itself from the substance of the heart. But for that we need to see the heart, or we need to see the liver, and slice it up, you know, and see, you know, the structure of the liver, the structure of the heart, and the structure of the vein, the structure of the hair, yeah? And then compare it, yeah? So that is developing this stuff.
And ultimately that's a very personal process, deciding what really works for you in terms of the investigative process.
No, not really, yeah.
There's so much you can do though, you know.
Yes, yeah, in the beginning, of course, you know, if you have interest in one thing, you know, I mean, Lungdam Harbo said, you know, I mean, in the beginning, investigation of the body, make a tour through the body, whatever interests you, yeah, stick with this, you know, and then forget about the rest and just stick with it and then investigate.
You could just take tea, you just do tea.
What, tea?
Tea.
Yeah, you can take teeth, you know, or you can take, you know, you can take your left, you know, I mean the nails, you know, or whatever, yeah, or the hair of the head. Yeah?
And is Vedana an important component of
No.
Vedana?
No.
No.
Yeah. Vedana becomes, you know, the physical Vedana becomes a very important part, you know, when we sit, for instance, for 3 hours.
Right. Dukkha.
Yeah, Dukkha Vedana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then investigate what is pain.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because we think, you know, pain is something that is real. But it's not real. The moment we get up, you know, there's no more pain.
Yeah.
So what is pain? Yeah. So the question is, what is pain? Yeah. Or where is the pain located? These are the questions that, you know, that leads to investigation and leads to wisdom.
But it's still, you're still within samadhi.
Yeah, yeah. This you can do it. This is the only investigation you can do when you do samadhi. Yeah. Investigation of pain.
That's how I've been sitting. I just sit in samadhi until it hurts really bad, and then I do as much as Vedana as
yeah.
I can.
Look where it is, you know. Look, you know, look and ask, you know, where it is, you know. Because when you really go into the pain, it disappears and appears on someplace else.
Yeah.
And then follow it up until it shows you where it actually originates from.
Yeah.
Okay.
And chakram is the balance between the two is just, it's entirely personal.
That is up to the person.
Yeah.
But even if you sit, you know, very long, if you love to sit, you know, I mean, you still have to do walking.
Yeah.
If you do a lot of walking, you still have to sit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, your preference is sitting or your preference is walking. Yeah?
Yeah.